Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll play a guessing game, fulfill a request, go to the beach, and listen to this past week in recording history. This past Wednesday evening, I had the great pleasure of attending the final screening of this year's Last Remaining Seats film series, sponsored by the Los Angeles Conservancy. The screening took place at the beautifully restored Orpheum Theater and featured three silent films with Robert Israel accompanying them on the Orpheum's Mighty Wurlitzer. See if you can figure out, from the following records, what the films were.
While at her side is one of all those dear. is near thee, beware, 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 beware. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware, beware. Many brave hearts all asleep in the deep, so beware.
So beware, so beware.
Beware.
Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep.
Johnny O'Connor bought an automobile. He took his sweetheart for a ride one Sunday. Johnny was togged up in his best Sunday clothes. She nestled close to his side. Things went just dandy till he got down the road. Then something happened to the old machinery. That engine got his goat, off went his hat and coat. Everything needed repairs. He'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen. But every minute, when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. A dozen times they'd start to hug and kiss, and then the darned old engine, it would miss. And then he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his automobile. Millionaire Wilson said to Johnny one day, your little sweetheart don't appreciate you. I have a daughter who is hungry for love. She likes to ride every day. Johnny had visions of a million in gold. He took her riding in his little auto. But every time that he went to say marry me, 'twas the old story again. He'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen. But every minute, when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. Every time that he would reach for a kiss, it seems the darned old spark plug, it would miss. And then he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his automobile. He'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen. But every minute, when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. It seems that once she sat down on his knee, and then he lost control, ran right up a tree. And then he had to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his automobile.
Each of those records tied in somehow to the silent film shown in this past week's final screening in this year's Last Remaining Seats series, sponsored by the Los Angeles Conservancy. Now, if you're a Harold Lloyd fan, that last one should be easy. The record was Billy Murray in 1914, and he'd have to get under, get out and get under to fix up his automobile. And the Harold Lloyd film was Get Out and Get Under from 1920. Get Out and Get Under was one of the first films Harold Lloyd made after being badly injured in 1919 in the accidental explosion of what was supposed to be a prop bomb while he was posing for a publicity photo. Get Out and Get Under was directed by Hal Roach, who of course directed the Our Gang films, and Ernie Sunshine Sammy Morrison, the first African-American kid in the Our Gang series, is also in Get Out and Get Under, hanging around as Harold Lloyd is trying to fix his car. There was also a 1914 comedy short titled Get Out and Get Under, which may have been the basis for the Billy Murray song. and it was directed by Philip Smalley and starred Pearl White and Chester Barnett. Before Get Out and Get Under, we heard The Mills Brothers, June 20th, 1938, and Asleep in the Deep. Asleep in the Deep was written by Henry W. Petrie and Arthur J. Lamb long before that recording. Petrie was born in 1857 and wrote a number of songs about the sea, including Out Where the Billows Roll High and At the Bottom of the Deep Blue Sea. So what film does that refer to? Well, Buster Keaton fans might have figured out that it was The Navigator from 1924. There's a scene in the movie where that song is played on a phonograph on the ship. Of course, it's a silent film, so there's a shot of the song title on the record label and title cards with some of the lyrics, particularly Sailor Beware. Some of The Navigator was filmed right here off Catalina Island, with the underwater scenes filmed in Lake Tahoe. We started the show with Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra and Hot Bricks, recorded October 19, 1928. It's a stretch, but Charlie Chaplin fans might make the connection to 1922's Payday, his last short film, in which he plays a bricklayer. It contains a very funny bricklaying scene, carefully choreographed and projected in reverse motion. All of these films are available on DVD. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Bob Lines and Barbara Sunday are hosts of the old-time radio program Don't Touch That Dial. It's heard the first Monday of each month at midnight on KPFK FM 90.7 here in Los Angeles. It can also be heard streaming online at kpfk.org. Come to think of it, tomorrow is the first Monday in July, so give a listen. And if you're not a Nighthawk, you can still hear the show through the KPFK audio archive. Anyway, Barbara wanted to hear a set by Ethel Waters, and I'm pleased to fulfill that request. Here's Ethel Waters.
Down in Jersey on the coast where the bold Atlantic flows, where the beauties prance the most in their pretty these and those, there came Miss Sadie Brown, boardwalk Lulu Bell. This baby pranced around just to hear the bellhop yell, hey, shake 'em up, kid, shake 'em up, kid, shake 'em up, lady. Take 'em up, kid, take 'em up, kid, pick 'em up, lady. Why should I deny the Charleston maid a call? When here you bring the latest thing, everybody doing the Jersey walk. Shuffle your feet, shuffle 'em daily. Wiggle 'em down, wiggle 'em round, wiggle 'em gaily. Oh, this ain't no time to squall. Let's do that Jersey walk. Then shake 'em up, kid, shake 'em up, kid, shake 'em up down.
raining, whether it shine or raining, never satisfied, 'cause they've never tried to be glad that they is living. Some folks can look real bright when everything goes right, but when trouble comes, they can look real grum and forget to be forgiven. So smile when you feel lonely, smile when you feel blue, for smiling will help you whatever you do. Dark clouds all have a lining of silver for you, I'm telling you, to just keep on smiling, it will carry you through. Smile when you're in sorrow,
grin and bear when you're in pain.
Dark clouds all have silver lining, so smile, smile when, I mean, keep on smiling, it will carry you
when I mention nobody but that man of mine. Guess who's around and gets all of my attention? Nobody but that man of mine. When he goes by, weak eyes cry out for glasses. Who can deny he really does know his molasses? Oh, me, oh, my. Who shows the world what class is? Nobody but that man of mine. Call in your reporters if they want some news. Got a headline story they are free to use. Something great has happened. I've got a break, and how? You can bet I'm all set. Go to meet him now. Oh, oh, guess who's in town? And he's the main attraction. Nobody but that man of mine. Guess who's in town and giving me plenty action? Nobody but that man of mine. Listen to this. We've got a date at 7, and from his first kiss, I'm gonna keep him busy till 11. If you're speaking of bliss, who's got the key to heaven? Nobody but that man of mine. That the devil himself can't come between us. We don't care now. Tell all the world you've seen us. Nobody but that man of mine.
Accompanied by James P. Johnson, that was Ethel Waters and Guess Who's in Town, written by James P. Johnson and Andy Razaf. That recording is from August 21st, 1928. Before that, from May 6, 1927, we heard Smile, written by Donald Haywood, best known for his composition, I'm Coming, Virginia. We began the set with Ethel Waters, accompanied by Pearl Wright on Jersey Walk, recorded September 29, 1926. Jersey Walk was written by Henry Creamer and James F. Hanley.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
As you're listening to this show, I'm actually on vacation, lounging on the sand at Hermosa Beach. So here are a couple of sets of rapidly rotating records about the sea, beginning with Isham Jones and his orchestra.
Thank you. sit beside the sea, beside the one who wants to be beside your side. We'll stay there and watch the rollers and have the laugh on those city strollers. There's nothing like the air beside the sea to help a love affair like you and me. The park may be all right, but not tonight. Come on and sit beside the sea.
Rudy Weedoff's Californians in September of 1921 and South Sea Isles from George White's Scandals of 1921. George Gershwin wrote the music, and although this is an instrumental version, there are lyrics written by Arthur Jackson. Before that, it was Fran Fry with Benny Kruger and his orchestra and Come and Sit Beside the Sea. That Brunswick 78 was waxed on June 18, 1932. In the early 20s, in an effort to promote wholesome music and counter jazz, Henry Ford sponsored a band called Henry Ford's Old Time Dance Orchestra, which played old-fashioned dance music such as reels. They performed at dances at the company's headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan, at exhibitions of Ford products, and they were recorded by Edison. We heard Seaside Polka from January 21, 1925. And we began that set of sea songs with Isham Jones and his orchestra recording for Brunswick in Chicago on March 1, 1922, and By the Sapphire Sea, written by Ted Snyder. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Continuing with our sea songs, here's Sleepy Hall and his Collegians.
Thank you.
With Stan King on kazoo and drums, that was the Goofus Five, January 14th, 1925, and Deep Blue Sea Blues, written by Clara Smith. Before that, it was the most prominent French jazz band leader of the 1920s and 30s, Ray Ventura and his Collegians, and Song of the Sea. Pianist Ray Ventura formed his first band, the Collegiate Five, in 1924 with four college classmates. They were very popular in France during the 30s and were heard on radio, toured internationally, and Ventura even starred in a couple of movies. Ventura left France during World War II and went to Argentina, but returned after the war and continued a very successful career. We began with another set of Collegians, Sleepy Hall and his Collegians, and That Night Beside the Sea with You. The vocalist on that July 22, 1932 recording was Ralph Kerberry. John Sleepy Hall was an actual person who played banjo in 20s dance bands, but lots of records by various Brunswick studio bands were credited to him, as well as recordings by Adrian Schubert, Victor Young, Lou Gold, Fred Rich, Bob Herring, and others.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Piccadilly Players.
Thank you. Then we can doodle doodle along. Say, I haven't seen you round lately. Where you been hiding, old pal?
There's only one place I've found lately, and that's where the wonderful gal.
Wonderful gal? But I never see you out walking or on a bench in the park.
No, 'cause I found a place for my courting. That's great in the light or the dark.
Where's that, brother?
Well, we drift along in the moonlight.
And what do you do while you drift in the moonlight?
We cuddle a bit while we sit in the moonlight.
And then?
Then we canoodle oodle along.
Yes, yes, go on.
We go along for a minute.
So what do you do when you rest for a minute?
Oh, we cuddle again and again for a minute.
Then?
And we canoodle oodle along.
But suppose there's rain in the air.
Oh, that's when I never dare to travel far. And Sweetie gets sore.
She gets sore? Tell me, why? Is she mad?
Oh, she's always feeling bad, 'cause that's when I hugged the shore.
Well, tell me some more.
A gal surely loves me to please her.
And what do you do when you're trying to please her?
Oh, I give her a kiss, maybe two, just to tease her.
And then we canoodle oodle along.
Oh,
first we will talk of the weather. And what do we do when we're through with the weather? We talk about love when we get close together. Then we canoodle oodle along. She rests her head on my shoulder. And what do I do when her head's on my shoulder? I lovingly throw off my arms to enfold her. Then we can canoodle doodle along. Suppose that others are near.
Ah, that's when we disappear to a little place that I found.
You know that it reads like a play on the picture screen today.
Yeah, except that it's not made with sound.
Uh-oh.
'Cause the only noise that we make is our sighing.
You're madly in love, there's no use in denying.
Till she says, where's that ring that you've been buying?
Ouch.
Then we can doodle doodle, we can doodle doodle, we can doodle doodle along.
clouds that you're walking on air. Haven't a care, you're happy, happy, lucky. Tell yourself that you're lucky. Tell yourself that you're bad luck behind. Then you will find you're happy. And if a dreary bird ever choose to call on you, just raise your hat and say, not today, toodaloo. Because I'm happy, I've decided I'm happy. Quite decided I'm happy today. I'm happy to say I'm
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Piccadilly Players from an Edison Lateral record electrically recorded on July 2, 1929, and Someday Soon. Next, it was Ed Small and Jerry Macy, and Then We Canoodle-Oodle Along from a Jeanette 78 waxed the day after Someday Soon, July 3, 1929. That matrix was also released on the Champion label as by Ned and Ted. That was followed by a totally obscure band, Bud Spate's Harmony Boys, and Good Feeling Blues, a test pressing on the totally obscure Grafton label, a product of the New York Recording Laboratories, made July 3, 1930. We finished up with Al Boley and Ray Noble's Orchestra, July 6, 1934, and Happy. This is Glenn Robison, and I'm happy that you've spent this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶